Psalm 105 is what you might call a wisdom psalm. It's practical wisdom about how to live life, and it was sung to get wise living into people's minds, on the way into their hearts and on into their lives. You could say it was about fixing wisdom into the worshipper's way of thinking. And here comes the central wise nugget. Here's the thought for the day. Psalm 105 verse 4, look to the Lord and his strength, seek his face always. Sounds like a bit of airy-fairy, empty-headed stuff, doesn't it? Well, the psalmist goes straight on to kick that idea into touch. The reasoning goes like this. Here's how he sets about proving what he's saying. Verses 5 to 6, he says, remember the wonders that God has done in the past. Verse 8 and the ones that follow that, remember how he has kept his promises. Give some examples. Verse 12, remember that he has a record of protecting his people, which has held over a long period of time when it didn't look as if he was doing that. But he was actually taking care of things in the background. And then around verse 26, remember how he raised up deliverers for his people and did wonders to set his people free. And then verse 39 and around there, remember how he led and watered and fed his people against all odds through barren desert wanderings. And remember that after all that time of hardship and difficulty, verse 43, he brought out his people with rejoicing. Look at that. Not just scraped through, but brought out with rejoicing. Here's the point. The psalm is saying that God has a big history of being trustworthy. So you can trust him even when it really doesn't look like it, even when you're tempted to panic and run. Of course, when it gets scary and doesn't look like he's helping, that's just the time when what's called for is trust. Here's the takeaway. When things are tough, confusing, and challenging, you really need to get to God with it. Pour it out to him and look for his help. It's like having a big, powerful patron in him. Faithfulness to him, going to him for your help, taps into his care for his people, and he's got a powerful, wonderful, reassuring track record in coming to the aid of his people. It might be in spite of appearances, but there's no more capable or reliable person to put your trust in. And you know, placing that trust is what the Bible calls saving faith. Psalm 105 verse 4. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Feel free to get in touch with us if there's anything you'd like us to pray about using the contact form on the website www.ergroup.com or at the bottom of this blog.